Good morning, everyone. Must have took too much efforts to come here in this weather, right? After a few days of nice sunshine, it's gone now. And getting up in the morning is much, much more difficult, right? But I'm glad you people are here, my dedicated students. Anyway, so we are going to continue with normalization. Let's refresh what we have done. So we basically learned three rules: first normal form, second normal form, and third normal form. The first normal form was about elimination of multivalued attribute. So if you see here, so if you see here, we took this example, if you remember, and the problem here is because we kept a multi-valued attribute in the relation, isn't it? If we would have done the mapping correctly, this multi-valued attribute wouldn't be in the same table. Usually, how do we deal with multi-valued attribute? When we convert the conceptual schema into relational model, we create a new table for multi-valued attribute. And if we had followed the correct way of converting the conceptual model to relational model, this problem wouldn't be there, right? So this is a bad example where the proper procedure of creating the relations was not followed. If we would have followed, like I said before, if your conceptual model is almost correct, if you have done the mapping from conceptual to logical relational model correctly, then most of the time your tables are already normalized. Very few cases you will find that it's not in 1NF, 2NF or 3NF. Most probably most of the time 2NF and 3NF, definitely no problem of 1NF. So this problem came because we kept a multi-valued attribute in the entity table instead of creating a separate table for that, which we usually do when we convert the conceptual schema into logical schema. So this is about the first normal form says, everywhere in every cell there should be atomic values. So there shouldn't be more than one values. There shouldn't be multiple values, which is the problem here. And how did we deal with it? By introducing the redundancy. See here, if there are three values here, we created the three rows here. If one value, then one row. Right? So we introduced the duplicacy here. If you see, the same information is coming again and again, right? And we convert it into a flat table. And here every cell contains atomic value. And then we go to the second normal form. And what second normal form is about? It asks us to eliminate partial dependencies. So this is based on the definition of partial dependency. Every non-prime attribute should be dependent fully functionally on the key. So if your key, and usually the second normal form you need to check when your key is composite key. Because if the key is made up of single attribute, there won't be any question of partial dependency. See this example? Why there were partial dependency? Your key was combination of these two, right? And whenever there is such kind of problem, then there is a possibility that these non-prime attributes, these all are non-prime attributes, right? So any of these non-prime attribute might be dependent on just half of the key or one part of the key. So you have to check for 2NF only when your key is composite. If your key is not composite, it is made up of single attribute, then a table which is already in 1NF will be automatically in 2NF. You don't have to check for that. Like in this example, the next example, see here, the key is this. And all the non-prime attributes will be directly or indirectly dependent on the key. There won't be any question of partial dependency here, because partially can only exist when your key is bigger, more than one attribute. So 2NF is about elimination of partial dependency, which was the case here, because your e-name depends on only social security number, project name depends on only project number, project location also only depends on part of the key, that is project number. Only good non-prime attribute was number of hours, which dependent on the entire key. So this was fully functionally dependent, and all three of them were partially dependent. And because of the presence of these three non-prime attribute which were partially dependent, this table was not in 2NF. And how do we convert it into 2NF? How do we do the normalization? We decompose a table into multiple tables. So we take out all the attributes which are actually creating the problem. And then we have a resultant table, and we put these taken out attribute into different tables, maybe in single table or maybe in multiple tables, depending on which attribute they are dependent on. Okay? So that was the second normal form, elimination of partial dependency. And then we came to third normal form, which is about elimination of transitive dependency. It says that every non-prime attribute should be directly dependent on key. There shouldn't be a non-prime attribute which is dependent on something else through some other attribute and not directly dependent on key. Like in this case, most of the time there was no problem. E-name was directly dependent on key. Birth date was directly dependent, salary was directly dependent, no problem. Department number was directly dependent. The problem was this. These two attributes dependent on department number, and then department number depends on social security number. So these two attributes actually dependent on key indirectly, not directly. And that is transitive dependency, that a non-prime attribute is dependent on some other attribute and that some other attribute is dependent on key. That means non-prime attribute is transitively dependent on key. And third normal form is about the elimination of such kind of dependencies. It wants all the non-prime attributes should be directly dependent on key, right? And again, the same thing, we need to decompose the table. We take out the attribute which are transitively dependent and we put them in a separate table. So we will have one table like this part. This will be our resulting table. And we will put name and D location in some other, and then we need a common column which makes the connection between the remaining table and the new table. So that was about the third normal form. Okay, last time we did this example, if you remember. Let's solve some more examples. And this is another example we are going to take today. Please see this and try to figure out the key and the functional dependencies before we can start with the normalization. Now you have to help me here, right? Because I already know how to normalize, but we have to do it together. Does it seem to be in first normal form? It is, right? It's already in first normal form. But before we can start with, for first normal form, we don't need to find out the functional dependencies or anything. So just by looking, we identify whether it is in first normal form or not. But before we proceed towards 2NF or 3NF, we need to figure out the key and the functional dependencies. So please try to think, what's the key here and what are the functional dependencies? If you will identify the key, it will be easier for us to find out the which functional dependencies are important for us for normalization procedure. Right? Okay. Anyone? Project number, and actually it's personal number, but I always take PNO as a, it's a personal number for the employees. So personal number, this is about different temporary employees who are having contracts with different hotels and they are working part-time, maybe more than one jobs, right? Understanding the what this signify, what are this data, helps us to define the functional dependency also. So this is the primary key. That means we need to figure out for every non-prime attribute, you need to define which attribute it is dependent on. There may be other functional dependencies, but we are only interested in where the right-hand side is one of the non-prime attribute. And if the left-hand side is part of the key or key itself, it makes our job easier. All right. PNO is personal number, so we will talk about hours per week later on. E-name depends on personal number, hotel number. Hotel number is dependent on contract number. You can see it from here. That hotel contract number determines hotel number. Address, it's the address of hotel. Yes, because see here, same address is same. Identification of hotel, the address is same, right? So this is the address of the hotel, not employee. City, again it's the city of the hotel where this hotel is situated. So again it will be dependent on hotel number, right? So the last thing remaining is hours per week. Yes. Yeah, because from the data, there is no other... it doesn't depend on contract number, because if depends on contract number, then the values here should be same. It doesn't depend on the personal number, because if it only depends on the personal number, then see here the same personal number, but the value here is different. Similarly, see here the same personal number, but the values here are different. Right? So it's not dependent on contract number alone. It is not dependent on personal number alone. It's the combination of both. So it's similar to, do you remember, employees working on different project, number of hours per week. It was dependent on both the employee number as well as the project number. Same thing is here. So hours per week depends on project number along with contract number. Right? So this is, let me, it's, alright, so now we have identified the primary key as well as functional dependencies related with all the non-prime attribute. This table is already in first normal form. Because every cell contains atomic value. Right? Now we have to check whether it is in second normal form or not. Let's check for second normal form. Second normal form says that every non-prime attribute should be fully functionally dependent. There shouldn't be any partial dependencies. Fully functionally dependent means that it should be dependent on the full key, not part of the key. See here, hours per week, it is dependent on full key, right? So there is no problem with the hours per week. What about the E name? E name depends on project number, personal number. Is it a fully functionally dependency or is it a partial dependency? It's partial dependency because E name is dependent on only personal number, part of the key, not on the entire key. So this is partial dependency. Similarly, hotel number, check from here, it again depends on only contract number, again partial dependency, right? Address, which depends on hotel number, and hotel number depends on contract number. So indirectly, address also depends on contract number, right? Through here, right? So here we are not concerned with the transitive, we are just checking for partial or fully. Because right now we are checking for 2NF. We cannot check for 3NF until a table is in 2NF. So to check for 2NF, the table should already be in 1NF. To check for 3NF, the table should already be in second normal form. Right? So you have to do step by step. So address is indirectly also depends on the contract number, so this is also partial dependency, and same is with city. City is also depend on half of the key, so again this is also partial dependent. So that means this is fully functionally dependent, this is partially dependent, this is partially dependent, this is partially dependent, and this is also partially dependent. Or we can write it here, right? So because of the presence of these four attributes, this table is not in second normal form. So we can write it here. This relation, you have to write like this, is not in second normal form because non-prime attribute, attributes which non-prime attributes? E name, hotel number, address and city are partially dependent on key. Okay, so then we need to convert this table into second normal form. And how do we do it? We will take out the attributes which are partially dependent. So what will be our resultant table? It will only contain personal number, contract number and hours per week, because rest of the four attributes are partially dependent. We need to take them out. Right? Shall we move to the next page, or do you want to note something? Okay. Okay, shall we do? Done? Okay, it seems now it's done. So we are moving to the decomposition part. So what will be our resultant table? It will have personal number, contract number, because that is the only remaining part, and finally number of hours per week. If we try to fill data, oh God, it will take too much time, right? Okay, I'm just writing the last two digits, 67, 71, 69, 67, 69. I forgot. What did I remember? 71. Right? This was the... I'm just writing the last two digits. Custom contract number 24, 25, 26. So contract 24, contract 25... contract 26, 16, 24, 28. I think 16 at the end. 20. Alright, this is our remaining table. This is the primary key. So this will be our relation one. after the decomposition, and the only functional dependency that exists is personal number along with contract number determines number of hours per week, right? So this is our relation one, right? And then let's see where to put E name, hotel number, address and city. Where to put all of them? So can we put all of them together in one table? E name depends on personal number, right? Check here. Whereas hotel number, address, city directly or indirectly depends on contract number. Can we put them together in one table? It's not possible. If all of them directly or indirectly depends on the same attribute, we can put them together in a single table. But see here, E name depends on project number, whereas hotel number, address and city depends on either hotel number or indirectly to contract number. So we can put hotel number, address and city together, but we cannot put E name in the same table because it is dependent on something else, right? So let's go then do that part. So we will have E name separately. And E name depends on we know already from the functional dependency, it depends on personal number. So that personal number will be our common column between this new relation and the resultant relation. So personal number will come here, and this is our relation 2. If we try to fill the data, that means we will have employee 67, employee 69 and employee 71. The name is John, Dinah and Sarah. Okay, Sarah first and then John, Sarah. Alright, and the key is personal number, and this is the only functional dependency that exists in this table. Now the rest of the attribute we can put together. Let me make the space here only so that we can do the next part here only. So the next part was we have hotel number, hotel address, and the last part was city. And the functional dependencies which we know, hotel number depends on contract number. This is just the copying from the previous page. Address depends on hotel number. And city also depends on hotel number. So these are the three functional dependency that exist in this table. As you can see, all the three attributes which we brought together for this new table directly or indirectly depends on contract number. So contract number will be the common column between this relation, that is relation 3, and our resultant original table, which is relation 1. So we will put that contact number here, and the contract number will be our primary key, right? And we need to make the connection. So the connection will be, this contract number will be foreign key here, referencing the primary key here, and this personal number will be foreign key here and referencing this relation. Okay? Because whatever tables we are getting, they should be interrelated, right? Otherwise, whenever we do the decomposition, dividing the data into multiple tables, we need to make sure that if we join these resultant tables together, we should be able to get exactly the data which was there in the original table, right? So we were talking about the contract number. So every contract number will come only once, and we can fill the data 25, 4, 5. This is New Avenue, this was Marine Drive, and this is View Park, and I think it was Edinburgh, Glasgow. Both of them Glasgow, yes. Right, so this is our tables. Now we did all this exercise to convert these tables into 2NF. So let's check whether they are in 2NF or not. I don't have a space, so I will not write the whole sentence. But the thing is, in the first table relation one, there is only one non-prime attribute, which is this one, and it is fully functionally dependent on the entire key. So this relation is in 2NF, right? Let's check relation two. There is one non-prime attribute and it is dependent on the entire key. So this relation is also in 2NF. Let's check for the last table, relation 3. There are three non-prime attributes which are directly or indirectly dependent on the entire key, right? So that's why this relation is also in 2NF. Now we need to check whether they are in 3NF. What does 3NF says? Because they are now already in 2NF. So we can check for 3NF. 3NF says that every non-prime attribute should be directly dependent on key. There shouldn't be any indirect or transitive dependencies. Okay? So let's check the first table, relation 1. The number of hour is the only non-prime attribute which is directly dependent on the key, right? There is no indirect connection. So this relation is also in 3NF. Let's check for relation 2. There is only one non-prime attribute which is directly or non-transitively dependent on the key. From this functional dependency, you can identify that. So this relation is also in third normal form. Let's check for relation 3. If you see here, hotel number is not a problem, because hotel number, if you check from here, hotel number is directly dependent on key, right? So hotel number is not a problem. But what about address and city? Are they directly dependent on key or are they transitively dependent on key? Yeah, they are transitively dependent on key, because as you can see, address and city both are dependent on hotel number, which is not the key, And hotel number is dependent on the key. So these two attributes, address and city, are transitively dependent on key or indirectly dependent on key. And that's why this relation is not in 3NF. So our relation 1 is good, relation 2 is good, but relation 3 we need to divide it into multiple tables. So which attributes are creating the problem? Address and city. So we have to take them out. So once we will convert it into 3NF, what will be our resultant table? So the original relation 3 will be then contract number will be non-prime attribute, right? And then contract number, we need to figure out where it depends, and it will create lots of confusion if we make hotel number here as a common column, right? There is no hotel number in the original relation. Relation 1. So how will we relate these two tables? Start over from the beginning. If you will choose their personal number and hotel number as the key there, then your whole design will be different. That can also lead to a correct solution, provided all the hotel numbers are unique. Right, but it will lead to a different normalization that can still be correct. So when we chose personal number and contract number as our key, our course was decided, our route was decided. So at this point we cannot change, but we can solve it alternatively also. It will still give us the correct one. Okay, so let's finish it off before the break time. So we will keep the hotel number here, which depends on contract number, right? And this will be our relation 3A because it is coming from 3. And contract number will be primary key, and the data will be and the functional dependency that exists in this right, and second relation will be, we can call it 3B. I need to use different color now, and we will take out address because it was creating the problem, and city here, and the functional dependencies will be both address and city depends on hotel number. So hotel number will be our common column, and hotel number will be the primary key in this relation, and we need to fill the data. So H25, H4, H5, and this is the address, and this is the city, right? And we need to make the connection between 3A and 3B. So hotel number will be foreign key here, right? And this table no longer exists, right? Because it is no longer relevant. So what about this foreign key which was coming here? So we need to change this foreign key instead, because now the resultant table is this, so this should come here, right? And then we started with one relation and we have four relations, which is normalized to 3NF. Let's see, check whether our resultant 3N, 3B are in 3NF or not. And check here, in the 3A, there is one non-prime attribute hotel number, which is directly dependent on the key, that is contract number. And in the second 3B, there are two non-prime attribute, address and city, and both of them are directly dependent on the key, which is now hotel number, in this particular relation. So we started with one relation and we came up with four relations. This relation is no longer relevant. It's gone. Similarly, the original relation is gone. So this is the relation which we will use SQL and create the tables, because this is normalized relation schema, right? One more thing I wanted to tell you before we go into the break. Whenever we are doing the decomposition of a table into multiple tables, we need to keep track of two things. Those two things are to do the normalization, we need to do the decomposition of a table into multiple tables, and there are two conditions. Lossless join and dependency preservation. Whenever you are dividing a table into multiple tables, you need to make sure that if you will join them together, you should be come up with the original table. You should not lose any data in that case, right? And that we have followed. We don't have the time, neither the space, but if we will join these tables together, we will be able to retrieve the original table. Because there are always common columns, so we can join. We can join relation 1 with relation 2 based on the equality of personal number. Whatever is the result, we can join it with contract number. And these two can be joined with hotel number equality. So if we join them together, we will be able to get the original data back. So that's the first condition which we should make sure should always be true whenever we are decomposing a table into multiple tables. The second one is we should try to keep all the functional dependencies intact. So if you see here, we have followed actually both the condition. I don't know what is, how many functional dependencies were there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's see at the end. There is one here in relation 1, there is one here in relation 2, there is one here in 3A, and there are two here in 3B. So all the five functional dependencies are existing somewhere in one of the relational table, resultant relation tables. So those five are there. Sometimes there is a possibility that you cannot follow both the rules. In that case, you may not preserve all the functional dependencies, but you should always do the lossless join. That whatever tables you are creating, if you join, you should get the original data back. You are not losing any of the data. You may lose one or more functional dependencies starting from the original table. Okay? So this we have to always remember. Let's take a break and then we will do one last example. Shall we start? Okay, so this is the last example we are taking before we move to another topic, which is about security, etc. So again, the same process: identify the primary key, identify the functional dependencies. And this time it's all up to you. Until and unless you will tell me something, I'm not going to write myself. Okay. Let me know what's the primary key. Property and client number is the primary key, and I expect more participation from you all, not from some specific people. Alright, so we identified the primary key. So we need to now, there are how many non-prime attributes? All of these are non-prime attributes. So we need to figure out these non-prime attributes depends on which attributes. So I am writing, please figure out the left hand side. You don't need to tell me in this particular order, whichever you figured out, you can tell me. Okay, let's start with the first normal form. Okay, he just want to answer and get away with so that his turn will not come again. Okay, is it in first normal form? Yes. Why? Okay. Alright, so this relation is already in first normal form. I didn't say anything about that if you answered one, I cannot ask again. Alright, so this is already in first normal form because all the cells contains atomic value. Now let's come back to the functional dependencies. Please figure out the left hand side. Okay, I'm coming back there in a moment. Okay, so client name depends on client number, you said. I'm not checking, so whatever you people are saying, I'm writing it. Property address depends on client number. If it is same, then if it depends on client number, see here the value is same, but the value here are not same. It's actually, let me explain what it is first. This is about different properties. So there is a property number, there is a property, this is property number, we have property address and the rent of the property, right? Who is the owner of the property? The name of the owner. Who rented the property? These are the clients, client number. And then we have the client name also. And finally, these client took the property from which date to which date. That's the last two columns. Now, you may be able to answer this functional dependencies better. So rent start and rent finishes, because the same property is rented by someone for some period, then rented by other people for some other period. So property address depends on property number. Okay, rent depends on someone else, please. Property number, that's correct. owner number. Is it primary key? Both of them or one of them? Really? Property number together with client number determines the owner? Or if just the property number, see here? The property has usually the owner details, right? So this is dependent on property number. Owner name, owner number. Now the last two, date when the renting a property is rented, started, which date, and when it is ended. This is on together both, that's correct. So property number along with contract number together determines the date on which the particular client has started renting and the date on which a particular client has stopped renting a particular property. Okay? So these are all the functional dependencies. We already identified that this relation is in first normal form. Because the relation is already in first normal form, so now we will check whether it is in second normal form or not. And what do we do to check whether it is in second normal form? How do we check? If all the non-prime attributes are fully dependent or not. So is client name fully functionally dependent or partially dependent? Partially dependent. So there is a problem. It can't be here, right? What about property address? Is it fully functionally dependent on the key or partially dependent on the key? Partially dependent, because property address is only dependent on property number, just part of the key. Not on the entire key. So this attribute should not be here also. What about rent? Rent is also partially dependent. Just depends on the part of the key, that is property number. Owner number? Again partial. It cannot be here. Owner name? Also partial, so it cannot be there. All this you can identify from the functional dependency. They are not dependent on the entire key. The left hand side is just part of the key, half of the key, right? What about rent start and rent finish? Are they fully functionally dependent or partially dependent? So only the rent start and the rent finish is fully dependent. You can see from these two functional dependencies. Non-prime attribute rent start and non-prime attribute rent finish depends on entire key. So they are fully functionally dependent. Whereas all other are partially dependent. So we need to take out all the attributes which are creating the problem and then decompose this relation into multiple relation. But before, we need to write it is not in 2NF because non-prime attribute which non-prime attributes? Client name, property address, rent, owner number, as well as owner name, are partially dependent on key. So our first task is to convert this relation into 2NF by decomposing this relation into multiple relation. So we will start by taking out the non-prime attribute which are creating the problem, because of the presence of these attributes, this relation is not in 2NF. So our resultant table will be, because we will take out client name, property address, rent, owner number and owner name. So our resultant remaining table will be property number, client number, rent start and rent finish. So let's start doing it. So our relation one will be, So this will be our resultant table. I'm not filling the data. It will take too much time and we won't be able to finish. But it is just the copying as it is. All those rows will come here, which are there in the original table. This is our primary key. And the functional dependencies that exist in this relation are property number along with contract number determines rent start. Similarly, property number along with contract number determines rent finish. So this is our relation one. Now we need to figure out the attributes which we took out, where to put them. Can they be put in a single table or do we need to disperse them in multiple tables? Shall we go back? We will come back to this screen again, then you can note down. Okay, so we have to figure out client name, property address, rent, owner number, owner name. Where they will go? Will they go in single table? Or will they go in different tables? Okay, can you figure out how many tables will be required? Three more. Why? Two more tables. So why we need two tables? That we can identify again from the functional dependency. Client name depends on client number, right? Whereas property address, rent, owner number, owner name, they are directly or indirectly depends on the property number. So all four of them depends on property number directly or indirectly. Check from here. Owner number, owner name, rent, property address. They are directly or indirectly depends on the property number. So we can club them together in a single table. But client name cannot be put in the same table because client name depends entirely on something else, which is client number. So we need to take out. So we will make two tables, one for this. And we can club all these together and we can put them together in another relation. So this will make relation 2 and this will make relation 3. Okay. Yes. Where? Okay, it was client number. Okay, sorry. Maybe I am remembering from last time. Okay, this is client number, right? Thank you. Okay, is that correct now? All right. Now we will do the second table, and in which we will put the client name. Client name we already know, it depends on client number. So that's why the common column between the resultant table and this new relation, that we are calling it relation 2, the common column will be client number, and client number will be the primary key, and in that case this client number will be foreign key referencing to this relation. Do you want me to fill the data? Every client will come only once, right? And now we need to put all of the other things together. That will be our relation 3. And what are those attributes? Property address, rent of the property, owner number, and owner name. Right? And the functional dependencies were property address depends on property number, rent also depends on property number, owner number also depends on. These are the same one which we wrote in the previous slide. Only owner name depends on owner number. Right? These were the functional dependencies. I have to take a little bit space here. So this is property address. And because all the non-prime attributes directly or indirectly depends on the property number, so that will be the common column between relation 3 and the original resultant relation 1. So we will put property number here. I am not filling the data, but there will be every property coming in relation 3 only once. Property number will be, because it is the primary key now, that means property number in relation 1 is the foreign key referencing the primary key of relation 3, right? So we did the decomposition. Our decomposition is following both the rules of decomposition. If we will try to join these three tables together, we will come up with the original table. How can we join relation 1 and relation 2 with the help of common column client number, equality of that? Select star from relation 1, comma relation 2, where relation 1 client number is equal to relation 2 client number. We already know that. And whatever is the resultant, you join it together, or you can say select star from relation 1, relation 2, relation 3, where relation 1 client number is equal to relation 2 client number, and relation 1 property number is equal to relation 3 property number, right? So we can join all of them together. So we are following the first rule as well as the second rule. We are preserving the dependencies. There were 7 dependencies originally. If we go back, we can check. And there are 7 dependencies here as well. So we did this to convert that table into 2NF. Let's check whether it is in 2NF or not. So we are checking for the first table. There are 2 non-prime attributes, rent start and rent finish. Both are fully functionally dependent on key. So this relation is in 2NF. In relation 2, there is 1 non-prime attribute, client name, which is dependent on full key. Actually, wherever, like I said before, wherever the key is single attribute, it will, if it is in 1NF, it will be automatically in 2NF, because there is no question of partial dependency. Partial dependencies only comes into existence when your key is made up of, it's a composite key. Okay? So client name, fully functionally dependent on client number. So this relation is also in 2NF. In relation 3, there are 4 non-prime attributes. All of them, directly or indirectly, depends on the entire key, which is property number. So this relation is also in 2NF. Now the next step is, because they already are in 2NF, we need to check for 3NF. And 3NF says that every non-prime attribute should be directly dependent on the key. So there are, in the relation 1, there are 2 non-prime attributes, rent start, rent finish, and they both are directly dependent on key or non-transitively dependent on key. So this relation is in 3NF. Similarly, for relation 2, the non-prime attribute client name is directly dependent on the key. So this is also in 3NF. Let's check for the last table. Property address depends on the directly on the key, no problem. Rent directly dependent on the key, no problem. Owner number directly dependent on property number on the key, no problem. The problem is owner name. Owner name depends on owner number, and owner number depends on the key. So owner name is transitively dependent on the key. So owner name is creating the problem. And because of the presence of non-prime attribute owner name, which is transitively dependent on key property number, this relation is not in 3NF. In the exam, just writing not in 3NF will not be sufficient. You need to give the reason why. Whatever I am saying, you need to write it down. Okay? So we need to convert this table into 3NF. So relation 1 and relation 2 are fine, but relation 3 is not in 3NF. So we will convert it into 3NF and we will take out the owner name. So our resultant table will be, I don't know whether I can make it here. So this is property address, everything short, this is rent, and this is owner number. And here we have property number. And property number is the key. Functional dependencies are, property number determines property address, property number determines rent, property number determines owner number. This is owner number, right? So this is our relation 3A, right? And we need to make another relation 3B, right? and we need to take out the owner name and put it here. We already know that owner name depends on owner number. So that will be our common column. So owner number is the common column between 3A and 3B. Owner number will be the primary key here. And owner number in 3A will be foreign key, referencing to the primary key here. Now we need to do something about this part because this relation is no longer relevant, right? So this foreign key, which was referencing to relation 3, we need to move somewhere because relation 3 no longer exists. So this foreign key, instead of going to relation 3, will now go to relation 3A, right? Because we have the property number there. And now let's check whether this relations, resultant relations, are in 3NF or not. It was already in 2NF, so we don't need to check again. There are three non-prime attributes in 3A, and all of them are directly dependent on the key property number. So this relation is now in third normal form. Relation 3B, there is a non-prime attribute owner name, which is directly dependent on the new key, which is owner number. So this relation is also in 3NF. So we started with 1 and we come up with 1, 2, 3, 4 resultant tables, which are interrelated. Any questions? I think that should be the end of today's session. If you want to ask something, you can ask. Let me check quickly if there is anything left in this. No, this is just the summary we already know. So that's all for today. If you have no question, then we are going to meet on Friday.